Welcome to the Solar Coaster, a renewable energy themed talk show right here in lovely Maui County.
Aloha and welcome to the Solar Coaster live show here with Josh Porter and my good friend, longtime contributor and friend, Mr. Nico Johnson. How are you doing today, sir?
Aloha, Josh, and also welcome to the Suncast tribe as we intend to dual drop here on both feeds. So hello, Solar Coaster listeners, and welcome to the Suncast tribe as well. We are here to have a conversation, an intimate chat with you about an opportunity that we don't want you to miss out on. Right, Josh?
Heck yeah. This is something we've been talking about for a while. And when I think about things that I'm excited about in this space, this ranks up there really high, right? We've developed our experience and our knowledge in this space, in this storytelling space over a long time. People often come up and say, hey, how do I do X, Y, and Z? And I think to myself, how could I possibly share all that kind of, well, honestly, a lot of fail fasts, right? You know, and a lot of breakdowns, all the technical stuff. But how could I possibly share what it means to go through this arc of understanding and learning with storytelling in the podcast world? And we've come up with an idea about that.
Absolutely. So if you are unfamiliar, obviously folks that listen to your show are very familiar, Josh, but folks that listen to Suncast perhaps are not. Josh says aloha because he is in Hawaii. Lives in Maui and has been instrumental in bringing the preeminent show for renewables here in the Americas to Hawaii this year. That's right, RE Plus. Many of you are familiar with the big show, the one that just happened in Vegas, where Josh and I hosted the daily roundup each and every day and have so since 2019. Well, we announced there, and Josh announced from the stage of Power Up Live and RE Plus, that there is a new show in town this coming January in Honolulu. Now, Josh and I obviously are looking for any opportunity to get the tribe together and to help CEOs on the front lines of the clean energy transition understand how to tell their story, how to weave it into the overall narrative. And frankly, no place on earth, or few places perhaps, are as forward-thinking, forward-leaning, and really showing us what it looks like a few years out for the rest of us than Hawaii. Josh, what's going to happen January 22nd and 23rd in Honolulu that everyone should know about?
Yeah, this is really exciting, Nico. You know, we've been working on this for a few years with the organizing body sets of RE Plus, and both Stephen and Gary have been out here a number of times, and we've, you know, looked at these different resorts, and we chose this amazing resort, the Alohilani Resort in Waikiki. It's kind of on the far side of Waikiki. If you've been there in the past, near the Duke statue, close to Diamond Head, and we're basically going to have the first ever RE Plus Hawaii on January 22nd, 23rd at this wonderful resort, the Alohilani Resort, and there's an opportunity to expand the reach of RE Plus, which is fantastic, but into the environment and the petri dish and the amazing kind of place that is Hawaii in terms of all the things that have happened over, you know, very early in renewable energies. And so much is happening at this very moment too. So there's this great opportunity to learn from the tip of the spear, so to speak, right? That's what Hawaii is. That's January 22nd and 23rd, Alohilani Resort. The Solar Coaster has partnered with SETS and RE Plus to co-produce this awesome event. Can't wait.
You know, Josh, something occurs to me though. We have talked about CEOs, but Precharge doesn't necessarily only have to be CEOs, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. In fact, today I was on a call with a friend who is a leader in a certain space. I won't say what it was, but right out of the gate, I realized that exact thing. It doesn't have to be someone who's, you know, simply in charge of the company creating their own business. It could be someone that's leading in someone else's business as well.
So there's two things that we want to talk to you about as we make the invitation, because the invitation is a bit broader than simply come hang out in Hawaii and learn about what's happening in Hawaii and be one of the attendees of the first RE Plus in Hawaii, which sold out already. All of the exhibit hall is completely sold out. And yeah, and the tickets are selling out. I'm excited about the attendance of the event in general. But I was sharing an idea, and we have talked about this at length, Josh and I, over the last 2 years, because I shared an idea with him from the first time RE Plus had an event in Puerto Rico with our friend PJ. We hosted an event in Puerto Rico back in 2019, which I usually refer to as like before the world shut down. It was in May of 2019 called Precharge. And the idea is, without getting too wonky, Precharge is a component of an inverter. It is what helps make sure that an inverter starts up properly, right? And if you think about your attendance to some of these events, most of us fly in the night before, kind of barrel headlong into the event, and we really don't get a chance to precharge, to warm up. And many of us, like myself, have maybe never been to Puerto Rico or to Hawaii in this case, don't know the lay of the land, aren't clear on what the what to expect from the show, or don't have people that we know that are going to be at the event. So Precharge was the event that we did for giving everyone that came, we had about 30 or 40 people there, a heads up on what is the key policy, who are the movers and shakers in the market, meet the folks in the room, we gave everyone a pen, and when you walk around the show, you'll already have warmed up, you'll already have folks that you know, people that you know you're going to introduce, etc. And it's this general idea that has become well known in the information and marketing world over the last decade, as known as a mastermind. Napoleon Hill, I think, coined the term in Think and Grow Rich. But it is the concept that when you get three or four or five, a dozen people together that are thinking on a high level about an activity, it actually generates more thought than if you are trying to conceptualize or understand a concept on your own. It makes sense. I said to Josh, what would it look like if we put a mastermind together to bookend one of these events? And we let the idea, germinate for a while. We talked about it a couple of times around RE Plus, the main event. And Josh called me and said, Nico, we need to do it in Honolulu.
Yeah, I think that where it could possibly be a better launching environment than Hawaii. Right. Mm-hmm. Hawaii is a crossroads of culture. It's this kind of universally loved environment throughout the world. Everybody loves Hawaii, no matter what country you're in. Everyone knows it. Everyone's kind of has been or wants to go or you know, thinks about the time they've been there. It just so happens that it also is, at least in terms of the United States, just very forward in progress in renewable energies and clean tech. Mm-hmm. Right. So awesome. What a great spot in the world to get together with like-minded people that are doing amazing things in possibly like in little really interesting sectors in clean tech, right? Yeah. And one of the things I noticed, Nico, over the years, you know, from AM/FM radio on to podcasts, on to doing film work and all the different things we've explored and had fun with in this storytelling space. But one of the things I noticed is kind of what you said, but it didn't even take 10 people, right? It took 2, 3, 4 people to start to see the value of someone explaining what they're doing in their silo, and then and then often it's at a very bleeding edge area. Mm-hmm. And then another innovator in their silo, and they're doing something at a very high level. And then when they come together, all of a sudden new ideas are formed, or you start to see where there's new innovation opportunities. And I love that environment. For me, it's just oxygen. So I told Nico, I was like, you know, I really just crave the idea of having groups of people come together in these types of locations and then learning from one another. And that's really the prime motivation for me.
Yeah. And on the surface, it's enticing to go to an exotic place like Hawaii. In fact, I've never been. And there's a lot to learn. We're going to dig in a bit, and Josh will tantalize you with some of the things that are on tap for the actual conference itself, the deep education that you can expect from RE Plus Hawaii. But why bookend your trip with 2 broadcast media and solar entrepreneurs? So if they're unfamiliar, Josh, I'll go ahead and sort of remind folks that you have built and sold successfully a solar company, and you have deep, like, geektastic knowledge on the technical side of how the product works.
Thanks for that.
On your home, you have SolarEdge product, batteries. You're about to do, I don't know how much you want to talk about all the fun gadgets you have attached to your home. Do you have a span?
Span gave me a panel, and we did some really amazing stuff with that. That was the first influencer contract I ever signed, by the way.
And, yeah, I remember.
And, but we actually have other technology coming in. And I say that because I'm genuinely enthusiastic about it, but also because this will really illustrate how far, how forward Hawaii is. And we happen to be right on the pulse of that, you know? And so we're actually putting in a fuel cell, a solid oxide fuel cell, which is backup to battery. That'll be the first one in Hawaii, and it's intermittent on demand fuel cell. So remarkable. And we've got an AWG or an atmospheric water generator going in shortly as well. We'll be doing film work around all of this and testing it. And actually we're moving into a place where it's not like we're necessarily pitching these products, but we're really testing them and saying, this is what's working and this is what's not, which I always wanted to get to.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I started about the same time that you did in the aughts in solar industry, have done everything from building my own residential solar business to working at the heights of Trina Solar when we were the largest solar panel manufacturer in the world, Conergy when we were one of the largest developers in the world, and signing deca megawatt projects down in Latin America, working on 100 plus megawatt projects in Latin America. And what I realized through all of that is, you know, having come from the music industry, that some things came naturally for me. Networking came naturally for me. Standing on stage came naturally, speaking into the microphone, but also opening doors through building fast rapport came very natural. It's something that we develop in the entertainment industry. And I wasn't able to, for like probably 7 or 8 years, put my finger on exactly how to talk through what that looks like. We'll be talking about how to develop fast, quick rapport. But more importantly, as most, you know, Josh, you're saying folks call and ask questions of us, probably the questions that we get asked the most are, how should we be presenting our brand? How should we be packaging our core messages, our brand pillars, in a format that folks are going to want to engage with? Because white papers don't seem to be getting the traction they used to. Webinars don't seem to be getting the traction they used to. Folks are leaning heavily into YouTube and shorts and reels, TikTok, LinkedIn. You know, we haven't developed 30,000 followers on my LinkedIn account by happenstance. It was very methodical. It was very specific activity that led to that. We're going to be teaching that. So why bookend RE Plus with a mastermind package with us through Suncast and Solar Coaster? Well, the answer is you're part of the story. And if you see your company keeping up or being a leader in the solar plus storage attached market, expanding into home electrification, as I know you are aware, all of the manufacturers from SMA to LG are focused on home electrification, not power conversion anymore. If you are confused by the way the social media or the sort of the gadgetry that looks like Josh and I have pretty solid command over could be utilized in your team to tell your story, or if simply you want to take it to the next level, you'll want to join us in Honolulu the day before RE Plus starts on that Monday. We'll be gathering our small group, about a dozen or so. We've got a limited capacity to meet and talk about how storytelling is an essential component to the growth of your company. As the CEO, as the chief marketing officer, as the chief product or technology officer, your job is more than building a company. It is telling a story, because we have to engage the audience. And the audience may be installers, or it may be homeowners. It may be someone else that wants to move into our sector and is looking for the right company to work for. Josh and I both, our companies work with companies, with your kinds of companies, specifically on how to tell that story through mixed media, through in-person events. And specifically, there's a formula, there's an arc to a story. And we have, I won't say that we've figured it all out, but we certainly have spent the last decade leaning into it. On the fourth day, though, I said we're going to bookend. We believe, and if you've ever watched anything that Josh puts out there, you got to enjoy yourself. And so we wouldn't invite you to Hawaii to say, just come and sit inside four square walls, concrete jungle, never get to see the ocean, never get to enjoy the outdoors. That's what Hawaii is all about. So Josh, after RE Plus is over, What do we got for folks?
Yeah, well, Waikiki is a great place. And the island of Oahu, which is where this event's going to be held, is there's some beautiful locations. We'll get a chance to explore that. But I mean, on the second day of RE Plus, a couple of friends and organizations out here are holding a fundraiser at a brand new wave pool. And I actually haven't been to this yet. And it was in the news for the last year or so. I am very excited to go. I just talked to the people that are organizing it. It's going to be a fundraiser both for the Maui wildfire victims and for the Footprint Project, which is really a remarkable organization. That'll happen on day two of RE Plus in the evening. So we're already going to get out of the buildings, right? And then get into a bit of fun. And I got to tell you, I can't wait to go and see that because I've heard so much about this wave pool for so long. So that's brand new. And then we're going to do that. And then on day, we'll go back to the location that we've got booked out and hang out and get to kind of consolidate a lot of our experiences from day one, two, and three, I suppose, at that point. And then the next day, we have the opportunity to actually potentially go out to, let's say, a local media star's sustainable ranch. And we'll drop any names
we'll
here.
Keep it under wraps
other
for
than
now.
Say that I just saw him in concert. But this is a special location. I'm excited about it. Up in a town called Haleiwa, which is on the North Shore. So we'll take a bus out or some type of a chartered vehicle. It'll be great. Haleiwa's super cool town, a lot of fun. There's so much I love about that environment. And maybe we'll even get in the water and do a little surfing ourselves or something chill and mellow. Nothing too crazy, obviously, but take those experiences and go try our hand at it. So that's kind of the game plan. And I think that Haleiwa and the North Shore in particular is a great counterpoint to Waikiki and all that has to offer. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So Josh, we are also going to line up some local policy experts, local solar company CEOs who have been, like you, deep in the mix of helping transform the Hawaii grid. If folks are still on the fence about the core message, which is come to RE Plus Hawaii, and we believe that since you're going to come to RE Plus Hawaii, you should go ahead and add on these 2 days with us. What is it that is happening right now in Hawaii that folks ought to be paying attention to?
What a time. It really is a remarkable time. So think at the end of the day, the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, just put out a docket that effectively painted the end of NEM, net energy metering. Now, NEM is fully subscribed as of 2015. No one's selling NEM one-to-one credits for a solar system. We had a variety of programs since 15 on. But basically, we've just seen that NEM will be erased. I don't think anyone even knows about this. So what do you do when not only are you not able to sell NEM anymore and you have to move into battery attachments, you have to move into different types of tariffs and things of that nature. But what do you do when NEM contracts are actually canceled and they say, we're moving into something else called bring your own device is one part of the program. And then there's a basically an export rate, time of use related type of tariff. That's another part of the program. It's island specific. And there's a, three different zones throughout the day where you get different export values. So this is a huge shift and the industry is really trying to figure out what's going on right now. But I would say that this and many of the other things that Hawaii has done early or first is the type of experience you want to understand well and intimately as quickly as possible, because it's likely to find its way to your environment at one point or another. So, take a trip into the future, come to Hawaii, enjoy this location, hang out with a couple of guys that want to help you learn how to do storytelling, as well as possible. And then also get this spark of understanding of what's happening in the industry itself, this early level thinking, and then how it may affect you and your business forward.
I'm going to link in the show notes, of course, and I'm sure that Josh will on his page as well. We'll have some LinkedIn posts that you can go check out to promote RE Plus. You can find more at the show notes at mysuncast.com. Click on the show notes page there. But more specifically, and we'll link to it as well on the landing page that I'm going to give you. If you go to mysuncast.com/precharge, P-R-E-C-H-A-R-G-E, precharge. Just like I said before, the whole goal is to precharge your experience, get you warmed up, make sure that you have a thread of continuity, that you can go really deep with experts, with Josh and I on storytelling, with your fellow peers, CEOs, both before the show, late night after the show, and on the fourth day, having some fun with some local celebrities. Go to mysuncast.com/precharge. We'll link again to the page if you still haven't signed up yet to get your ticket. And if you are interested and joining us for pre-charge, go to mysuncast.com/pre-charge, fill out the application. Josh and I are going to be doing phone calls with prospective attendees on the 28th and 29th. Yes, we recognize it's the holidays. You're going into a weekend. You may only be working one day next week. If you're working at all, take the time, fill out the application. Josh and I are going to carve out a couple of hours each day and jump on the phone. We're looking for a dozen. It really is limited. And I already have. We've texted a couple of dozen people already. We've gotten folks saying, I'm in. This sounds amazing. You're going to be surrounded by amazing individuals. And it's our job to ensure that you have a wonderful experience, not just in Hawaii, but when you come back home, to take that message and help your team elevate the voice of your company and your mission.
100%. If I may add a small piece to this, Nico, I actually spent the last couple of months developing the agenda on the inside the machine of SETS and RE Plus. So the agenda and all of the speakers, I really have a solid understanding of who they are, why they're there, and what they're trying to accomplish. So definitely can prime you. So when you walk into this session, you know exactly what's about to go down, right? And then we are going to be doing a step and repeat after each individual session to grab the content and the takeaways and publishing that as, you know, Solar Coaster. And then of course, when I think about this, Nico, what excites me is that this conversation can continue. And there are wonderful environments around the world, places where I think we're going to see other conferences that I look forward to going to and learning from those environments. And I'll tell you right now, RE Plus does a Cape Town, for example. I would love to do something like this in Cape Town, right? Get more of that storytelling component and then understand the nuances of what's happening in that super dynamic environment and the other places around the world. So I see this as an inaugural, as a first off, as a let's do it in an environment that I understand and can really contribute to. But then forward, let's do it and learn about the rest of the world. That's the exciting piece to me.
Yeah, exactly. So will you join us? Will you be part of the inaugural crew that is in the mix as we do pre-charge in Hawaii, potentially Cape Town and other destinations around the globe in 2024 and beyond? We invite you, please go to mysuncast.com/pre-charge to fill out an application. We look forward to chatting with you. I want to say thank you so much to Josh Porter for being a thought partner and helping bring this idea to life. And also, Josh, I just think that you're a lot of fun to hang out with. I'm glad that we're making this happen so that I can come get to see you in your home turf, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Nico, welcome. Aloha. Can't wait to see you, brother. It's going to be awesome. It's right around the corner. Enjoy holidays. Enjoy family. Do your thing at the end of the year. And then start the year off right. Come to Hawaii.
Mahalo. And we'll see everyone in the new year.